grew, and there was a swimming pool inside their home, and we covered over the swimming pool. We used to take off the shallow end to baptize people in green water. But it was the Holy Spirit moved, and it was an absolutely powerful time. And some of the earliest people that I remember meeting with Pastor Carl and Pastor Sherry through Pastor Ward, whom you all know, Pastor Ward and Darla, please, by the way, do really continue to keep them in your prayers. They are very needy, both of them, physically, and so we want to continue to uplift them. But then they introduced us to Pastors Tony and Janet Allward. And I remember you guys going to Revival Fellowship conferences with them, and I remember being able to tag along as this young kid with great big dreams in God. And it's a privilege this many years later to be able to introduce Pastors Tony and Janet Allward to you. Let's welcome them and make them feel right at home here at Grace Christian Center.
Thank you. Testing 1, 2. Are we on? Everything up? Up and running? Good. Used part of the opening I was going to introduce. I'm amazed at how time goes by. How did we get here?
One step at a time.
You know, it's one step at a time, but it seems like it's easy. Like Paul said, what's your life? It's but a vapor. It just seems to appear for a season. It goes so fast, so rapidly. And I was looking at Carl and Sherry, and we haven't seen them now for... I guess I saw you 8 years ago. I haven't seen Carl, I think, in probably 14 years. We had some great, great times in our life. I recall him coming down and preaching for us at the chapel, and he and Sherry brought the girls down. And when I first was in their church, I was told to go to Pullman, and we finally arrived there. You don't go to Pullman unless you aim. And so I ended up in a house and had three beautiful daughters. We just had a terrific time there. But as we then began to grow in friends, he came on down to our church in Claremont and ministered for us. And then what I'm leading up to is we went to the garment district. And I began to show him leather coats and leather apparel and stuff. And it was all, you know, like 25 cents on the dollar what you'll pay for it. And I remember he kept loading up. He says, "Man, I've just got to have this one. I've got to have it." And remember that in that big leather coat? We had a phenomenal day. We can tell you some great stories of great things that have occurred. And it's been a joy to have known them and be with them and then come here. And your pastor, Pastor Kevin, as we met him, somewhere around that pool deck, I believe. And we had some tremendous meetings, but I want you to know that the seed of your ministry, Carl and Sherry, have spread to the earth. I had a call from a guy in Roseburg, and I went to his church, and his name is Dan. And he said, "You ministered to me at the pool deck." And he's in Roseburg, Oregon right now. Excuse me, not Roseburg, just outside of Roseburg. And has a great little church there, and he's doing tremendous. We could go on and on in the seed that's come out of this man's ministry. Would you give them a hand, Carl and Sherry? We really appreciate them. They're great people. When I met him, and he was a practicing dentist, I don't think he knew at that time exactly the call of God. He was doing, I think it was six-hand dentistry at that time, and he said, "Sit down in the chair." And he wanted to look in my mouth, and it was not that good. We do love them. Appreciate being here. I'm glad to get to know all of you. This is kind of reminiscent of our church in Temecula. I looked around and deeply appreciate you. I won't want to spend too much time. My wife will share in a few moments. I'd like you to open your Bibles to John chapter 9. We'll get to this particular verse of Scripture as we share a thought pattern with you. And Pastor, could you hand out our outline here? You can scribble on this, make some notes. Take it home with the grandkids, they'll make airplanes, whatever. John chapter 9, verse 1. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents that he was born blind. Very interesting to me that the disciples saw the sin, but Jesus saw the man. It's really interesting how that we've watched in life that there's a great difference between religion and relationship. And as we see the life of Jesus, we see Him looking upon us like no other person. And I want to say today that the Lord is looking into our lives today like no one you know, with His great mercy and His great grace. This is Grace Christian Fellowship, and I want to tell you, we're getting to know the grace of God. How many are getting to really understand the grace of God? Powerful, powerful. Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And we have thus spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Honey, I'm going to preach the adult version, not the camp version of the story. That lets my wife relax. She doesn't like me to tell the spit story, so I just let her know I won't be telling that one. We've been married 50 years, and she knows by just looking at her, I know exactly what she's thinking. A man was breaking into a house and suddenly hears this voice saying, "Jesus is watching you." He jumped, he looked around, flashed his light, looked over and heard it again, "Jesus is watching you." Finally, his light caught a parrot. The parrot said, "My name is Moses, but that 150-pound Rottweiler's name is Jesus." I grew up as a young lad and was dedicated by Amy Sybil McPherson and Angelus Temple. That'll kind of date you for me. But I grew up believing that God could do anything. I grew up seeing the artifacts of tremendous miracles of God in great trophy cases, looking at the crutches and the wheelchairs and the canes and the paraphernalia that helps you get along in life till you're miracleized. But I grew up under the shadow of something that happened yesterday. And that shadow plagued me as a young man because I wanted to see God do things today. I wanted to see the God of power, the God of glory, the God that would move in my generation and touch us with His strength and with His outstretched hand. I wanted God myself, not to see from a story of someone else, but rather I want to see the ambulances come up to the church and first before they go to the hospital of the stories that I had heard. And by the way, those are very true stories. That actually did happen. That's a fact of history. But I was too young. She died before I got to see those things. No one in that generation picked up the mantle and it seemed to have died off. And I lived under the shadow of the echoes of my grandfather and grandmother, which my grandfather had a wonderful healing ministry. But I lived under the shadows of all of the things that had happened. And I had a deep hunger in my heart. Oh God, why don't you come down and do it again? God, would you come and send a visitation of your presence and of your power like we've read in historic revivals? I hear a cry in my spirit right now that's calling out so strong. America does not need another Democrat or another Republican. What America needs is a Holy Ghost visitation from God. We need the God of heaven to come down. And I don't know how you voted, but I believe you voted the kingdom. I hope you voted the kingdom. But I believe that God wants to come down and make some tremendous changes in our land. And we've had the joy and the privilege of traveling all over the United States. I'm in probably 40 different churches a year, and we go overseas and so on. We've been mobile about 15 years, and it's been exciting. But we had one of the most thrilling things happen to my wife and I. We were in Washington, D.C., and a pastor there that we were involved in his sending out into his ministry some 5 years ago. And God's raised up a church there, very interestingly enough, and miraculously has given them a $6 million edifice. It's an unbelievable thing, right on Main Street, just a mile and a half down from the White House. And it's an amazing thing God's done there. But what was more amazing, on Saturday, as we were asked to come and minister to 10 couples, these were, you have to be a lawyer in that town, I think, even to pump gas. Every one of them were lawyers, and they were involved in, quite often, the political machinery. They were runners all through there, but all 10 couples were Holy Spirit-filled. He calls them young executives that are changing our government. I wanted you to know that. I have prayed for our government. We have fasted and asked God, please help us. How many have cried out like that for a long time? Is God doing anything? I'm here to tell you, God is really working behind the scenes. I wanted to take that thing and literally video it and put it on CNN. What was more interesting was Sunday morning, and he came to me and he said, now he knows I'm pretty radical. And he said, now don't make any political statements, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. He said, we have both here. And don't make any statements about Obama. He said, part of his family comes here. I said, yes, sir. I went through a tour of the Marines. I know how to say yes, sir. So I say, okay, you know. And so as we gave an altar call and they came down to be prayed for, a large segment of a black family came down, probably 5 to 10, how many, that pretty close? Huh? 5 or 6 came down, and we were praying. We came over, and suddenly the presence of God just came like a mighty wind over them. And they just went out into the presence of God. And we were praying, and they're speaking in tongues and having a tremendous time in God. And that was Obama's family. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God is hearing your prayers. You just don't hear about these things. Now that's less than 6 months old. Remember? Yeah.
Fantastic.
He's working. I want to look at somebody and say, God is working. These are dynamic moments of history in which you and I have had the joy of living right now in the culmination of what God's purpose and promises are. Thank God for being alive in such a day as this. I've chosen for a thought with you today, the God of miracles. The God of miracles. Because of our economy and the society and the situation and life itself, and I'm looking at you, many of you are really strong inside because the inward man that Paul talks about is mighty, but this outward man is really messed up. It's falling apart. When I started preaching when I was 14, man, I felt like the Holy Ghost and I could get this thing all summed up in less than a year. You know? All full of fire and vinegar, excitement and enthusiasm, you know. And now that I've got 3 different parts in me now. I've had 2 new knees put in. Got 2 prostheses in there. They just did my hip. I sat down. The muscles aren't quite there yet. And, you know, I'm beginning to find out this body of ours needs help. How many know your body needs a lot of help? And I want you to know that's what God's doing. Romans 8:11 is not a verse that we memorize, just a memorized one. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And if the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He will also quicken your mortal body. Make alive, come on, make alive your mortal body.
Yes, yes, yes.
I grew up under an atmosphere where people believed without any doubt the Bible. How many believe the Bible?
Yes.
Now, if you haven't read your pastor's blog that I did, it says we believe in the Bible. I loved your blog. I read your... By the way, I took your pastor's pen and downloaded it and shared it. Amazing visitation of the nature of God to your pastor. Wasn't that phenomenal? How many read that? Well, don't lift your hands. You need to read that. Maybe I should ask. If you don't have a computer, forget it. Okay, don't worry about it. Well, I believed and grew up under the Bible stories.
Yeah.
I grew up in a Sunday school that didn't have PowerPoint. I grew up on a flannel board. How many can remember flannel boards? Paste-ups. Next slide. But I can so, in my own heart, look back with just great joy at the great miracles of the Old Testament. Man, it's phenomenal. I love the crossing of the Red Sea. I love the Lord saying, "What is in your hand?" And He stretches it forth, and a great wind blew, and it literally made a way for them through the ocean. That happened. I think my second date with my lovely wife, I took her to see Cecil D. Mills' rendition of the Ten Commandments. I don't know what happened to my throat. I should get it. But I was overwhelmed. In fact, I was young and buoyant and I wanted to preach. Right in the Pantages Hollywood Theater. We came out excited. But I love these stories. How many really love these stories? These stories are written upon to us, upon whom the ends of the world have come. They're written for us that the purpose and destiny of God can be fulfilled in the earth through you and I. God wants you to come this morning and understand that you can have a fresh faith fill your heart. That your focus can be changed. That's the purpose. See, faith is not believing God can, but knowing that God will.
Amen.
There's a great difference in knowing what He can do and what He will do. We need to come up a little higher and know that the will of God is being performed right now. Right now. I love these stories. I get excited with David and Goliath against all odds. I mean, there's nobody going to bet on that one. There's nobody going to lay down their life for that particular cause against all odds. I love this story. I've read it many times, preached out of each of these are a message in themselves. These stories are dynamic. But I want to tell you right now, I don't care what's against you, what the odds are. It doesn't make any difference what the doctors say. They may tell you you've got an 80-20% chance. I've got news for you. You've got a 100% chance with Jesus. I don't know why it is. It seems like when you go in for something, you've got to sign your life away. It's worse than borrowing money. I mean, it's unbelievable what you've got to go through. And you, all these waivers and all this stuff, and you sign all this stuff. And you. I looked at the doctor just straight in the eye, and I said, "Don't threaten me with heaven. Come on, we're kingdom people. There's an appointment a man wants to die. Until God has that appointment for you, you're not leaving here anyway. There's an appointment in the destiny of God for your life, and when you grasp that, you can live in this life, whatever comes your way, and you give God the glory and say, "God, I thank you that my steps are being ordered of the Lord, and I'm walking in your divine pathway, and I shout for victory. I want to see God let me become a wonder of His grace and a work of His righteousness. I want to see God and things He's doing in my life. It's because it's for His glory."
Amen.
And for the opportunity of His life to shine in a dark place where perhaps it would never would go.
Right.
I can't imagine being born blind as this man for 40 years for one purpose, that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Right.
I want to tell you the works of God are being manifest in Tony this morning. Say with me, the works of God,
are being made manifest.
In Tony. No, no, don't say Tony. Put your name there. Come on, put your name there. This is where you were at. Come on. Yeah. Come on, say it again. The works of God are being made manifest in Tony. Oh, that's better. I think that everything in life tries to get our focus off of that. Tries to get doubt to fill our mind and confusion. In uncertainty, we look at all the possibilities and we wonder, "God, what are you doing? What are you saying?" And I'm here to declare unto you, against all odds, God is going to win.
Hallelujah.
Come on, the Lord's going to win. Hallelujah. Against everything that's against us, He still wins. Hallelujah. I love these stories. I love the story of the three Hebrew children. I enjoy that. What a tremendous statement for the power of God. They said, we don't know what God's going to do, but we want to tell you right now, we're not going to deny Him.
That's right.
We will not do that. You see, we're at a point in our life where I believe that you have to make a difference between your convictions and your preferences. I have things right now that I will die for. You can throw me in a fire. I don't care what you do. I won't deny that. I will not deny Jesus. He's my Lord and He's my Savior. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm sorry, but I will die for that conviction. How many of you got some convictions you'll really die for? I have some preferences. I won't die for those. I believe in them, but I won't die for them. Don't look at me so funny. What's divided the church has been preferences, not convictions. I give you the privilege of having in your life preferences, and I can get along with that. During the charismatic movement that he mentioned, I was involved with the Catholic Church a great deal, and I remember priests, you know, not only did they, in one particular meeting, they had brought my wife and I, and this was a Lutheran. He was dressed in his garb, and we came. We sat on a couch, and it was just filled with smoke. They all had their pipes out, and they were, you know. And I can still hear my pastor saying to me, because I came out of a holiness movement, that if you smoke, go ahead, but just do this. Blow the smoke into the nostrils of Jesus and praise the Lord. I thought, God doesn't live in that. But there in that house, filled with smoke, with their pipes, we started laying hands on them, the Holy Ghost fell on them, and they're speaking in tongues, blowing smoke out. Has the Lord blown away some of your preferences? How many have had a few changes? And has He come along beside you and says, you know, I'm God? Well, see, here are the three Hebrew children. They died. They're willing to be thrown in because they're not going to bow down. And I will not bow down to an idol either. No, I know we have those kind of convictions. One of the neatest things is when you're going through the furnace of affliction and you find the fire has been turned up 7 times, there's somebody right there.
Amen.
There's the fourth one. I see a fourth one walking.
Yes, yes.
I thought we threw in three. The king could see Jesus walking with them. And I thought we threw them in bound, but all that was burnt off was their bondages. And what you're going through right now is just to loosen you more into the kingdom of God and to free you greater for the service of His King. What He's brought you through right now is just to cause you right now to know there's a God of glory still at work in the midst of you. Something wonderful is happening.
Hallelujah.
As long as your focus is right. He's a God of miracles. Look at this one. Daniel and the lions. Wow, I love that. That is so cool. There's another conviction. They throw him into the lion's den. You know, think that somehow he would be the one upset all night, but he wasn't. It was the king. The king was awake all night long. He couldn't sleep. They brought in everything to try to comfort him, but he would, you know, Daniel was just all tucked up in the ear of one of those big lions and gone to sleep. He gives. How do you know that? The Bible says He gives His beloved sleep. I'm going to pray for some sleep disorders this morning, and God is going to heal you. How many have sleep disorders? I just got that prophetically. God is going to heal your sleep disorders this morning. There's Daniel down there just sleeping. Next morning, oh, Daniel! He shouts out down there. He's down there. There's nothing wrong with being in a lion's den and all their mouths are shut. Come on, folks. These are real stories. Listen to me carefully. There's somebody here that's in a situation right now that the mouths of lions, those are people that you cannot change, are speaking against you. And I speak to you this word. No weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. And every mouth that lifts against you in judgment, God will condemn. The Lord of glory is on your side. I feel sorry for people that speak against you. I've lived long enough to know that. We've had persecutors that have spoken against my wife and I. And when I was younger, I was God's vengeance. I went and took care of it myself. But I've learned through the discipline of the Spirit It's better to keep your mouth shut and let God fight for you. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. How many have lived long enough to watch Him do that? Hallelujah to Jesus. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. He's a God of miracles. Oh, yes, He is. He's a God of miracles and He works for us. Next time you hear something coming against you, say, Lord, help them. I pray for them. Be merciful to them. Because He doesn't like His kids whipped up. I love that. Jonah and the whale, what a great story. I love that. I enjoy those stories like that. I have come to believe the Bible so fully that if you told me right now and I read it out of Jonah and it said, and Jonah swallowed the whale, I would believe it. I would. I would believe that. Because it's right here. I am a Bible man. I believe this stuff. I've cast down every other imagination that literally tries to overcome the Word of God. I place the Word of God in my mind and everything else must come subject to that. We live in that. It's the way we live. And I think it's the only way to live. Next slide. I use the Old Testament first because maybe some of you only believe in half a Bible. So I'll go to the next half. The 35 recorded miracles of Jesus. Now I've got these on your list I gave to you. You can do the rest of the work. It's easier. Just go online and they're all there. But I love this. I love the way Jesus healed all of the sick. Acts 10:38, how that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth who went around doing good. Now watch this. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healed every single one of them. I want a meeting like that. I want a time when God comes down and every single one of us walk out of here 100% whole. How many want a meeting like that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Every one of them. I like the way He walks on water, how He commands the sea and the wind to obey Him. I like the way that Jesus paid taxes. How many of you like to fish? Wow, I love fishing, and I've caught a lot of fish. But I've never caught one with a gold piece in it. But you know, Peter, that was his occupation, and for the Lord to show His glory through Peter, go down, and the first fish you catch, take the gold piece and pay the taxes. Wow. See, the Lord says, what is in your hand? I believe that many of us are waiting for God to do something phenomenal, but all the time He's trying to wake us up to what's in our hand. I love Pastor's prophecy to stir up what's there right now. That we begin to recognize the gifts and the callings and the hand of God that's upon this body of believers. That we become activated because of Him who hath given to us what we're supposed to do. His callings within our life and His giftings. But I love that. I like the way He fed 5,000. I've been in some large banquets, but I'm telling you, you get up into the thousands. How many know that does take some doing? Yes, and probably one of the greatest persons I've ever known in hospitality is Sherry. I have never seen anybody like her. She has more creative ability. It's unbelievable. I looked at some of the tables. I looked at my wife. I have to confess to you, I'm just a Marine. You know, you can take a guy off the farm, but you can't get the farm out of the boy. You know, and here is this huge setting, and honey, where do we start? Which fork do I take first? Do you start here or here or over here? Amazing. What a tremendous talent. How about this one? The way He avoided people. As in Jesus just passed through their midst. How many have ever felt like you'd like to be like that? You just like to avoid certain people. I mean, you just really like that. You like to avoid... You know, Pastor Kevin has taken on, and boy, you have really matured. Appreciate the hand of the service and the prophetic anointing upon you this morning. And the hand of God is upon this young man. It's in a very precious way. And as the church grows here, and as God's hands bringing His visitation here to Ludlow, God's going to use this young man. But I want to say something to you pastorally. Would you leave him alone on Sunday morning? He's got the mind of God. He's bringing the Word of the Lord. On Sunday morning, you can come and just talk to him and just torture him about 12:30, but before that, leave him alone. Is that okay?
Amen.
I pastored 38 years, and it's an amazing thing. You know, you come and I know what it is to have the load of a senior pastor, and you wouldn't know it till you have it. Carl would tell you that. And there's something about that. And I really shelter a man of God, and he's coming to bring the mind and the set of God, and he will handle your problem after it's over. How many got that?
Yes.
Amen. Look at somebody and say, leave pastor alone. Go on, tell him. I love how he arose from the grave. Each of these are a full message. I love how he ascended, and this morning we sang, he's coming again in the clouds. When the cloud received me, he said, so in like manner I'm going to come again. And the cloud of God is coming. Each of these. Next slide. I love the 29 miracles in the book of Acts. Pentecost, the wind and the unity and the tongues. I love it. I love the lame man leaping. I love the getting. I enjoy these miracles. Phenomenal things in God. I love the shadow of Peter. I love Stephen as he looked like the face of an angel in the transformation of his life. I love how that literally see heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father. The Samaritan revival held by Philip. I like Saul's voice and the light that came in the direction of God that he saw this man of Macedonia. Phenomenal 16th chapter of Acts. I love Aeneas and Dorcas who raises from the dead. If you're not a miracle believer, you're not a Bible man. There are so many miracles in the Bibles of the angelic visitations, of prisons being opened, of the heavens of God coming down and touching the earth. The Bible is filled with God coming to man. And I believe in this closing century of time that you and I are living in the most exciting moment of history when the God of heaven is pouring out His Spirit and He's working signs and wonders like we've never seen before. This is phenomenal things of history. Next slide. I want to give a prophecy and read it to you because I think it's so fundamentally sound. I often prophesy rather than read them. I'm going to read a couple of things to you because of what's happening as I'm standing here. Listen to this. My little children, there's a war raging to destroy the faith of my people. The storms of life are taking their eyes off of me and weakening their faith. The little foxes are gnawing away at their trust in my word and integrity. Do not let the winds that blow pull you away from the truth of my word. I am your provider. I am your healer. I am the rewarder of those who diligently seek my face. Go back to the first things, little ones. Go back to the early days of faith when you were sure I could and would do anything you asked in my name. For I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Pour over and over my words that tell you there is nothing impossible to those that believe. Then you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it will be so. Go back to the place where I'm in the cleft of the rock and your anchor in a storm. Next slide. This is a critical hour for my church. Could you bring her down just a touch there for me? Thank you, buddy. Just bring it. When I desire to pour out my glory in a greater measure than has ever been seen. This ever been seen. Satan is trembling and working diligently to get you to doubt me because of the wave of glory and miracles I'm getting ready to pour forth across the earth. Signs and wonders will come to the church, not just in a trickle, but a flood of the miraculous. You will see the dead raised, the deaf hear, the blind see. Once again, the ambulances will bring people to the church because I am a God of the impossible.
Hallelujah.
I believe and declare war on unbelief and get ready to receive a flood of the miraculous that will sweep thousands into the kingdom. Somebody can say amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that with everything within me. I believe that. Sweetie, come and tell the story. This is my lovely wife, and eat out your heart. She's taken.
Hi, everybody. Isn't this a great day to be alive?
Yes.
God's doing great things, and we get to be a part of it. What an awesome thrill we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
We were in a meeting in West Virginia. We love West Virginia hills and valleys and all these little people, little hamlets all over the place, and they're just little people hungry for God.
Yes, amen.
And so we were in this church, and I was back in the back, and I watched the people coming in the door, and a lady brought in with her little boy, and he was autistic, and he was shaking so bad, and he couldn't concentrate, and he was so bad, and my heart just went out to him. Oh, God, let us have this miracle today. And so as the service went on, my husband began to pray for the sick, and she brought this little boy up to be prayed for. Excuse me. And as, you know, you can't touch an autistic child, but my husband, his eyes were just fixed on Tony, and Tony just put his hand down on his head. And as soon as he did that, out he went under the power of God.
Yeah.
Probably 5-6 years old. And he laid there, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, go to his head, kneel down, put your hands on both sides.
Yeah.
So I knelt down there, and I put my hands on both sides of his head, and I just prayed in the Spirit. So a couple minutes go by, and I said, can I get up now? He says, no. So I stayed there, prayed in the Spirit. 5 minutes went by. Holy Spirit wouldn't let me up. And this child,
yes, amen, Jesus,
never moved.
Yeah.
Out under the presence and the surgical process of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And as he laid there, I beg your pardon, he was just so out of it, and his mother was weeping. And so finally, 10 minutes go by, and 20 minutes go by. Finally, I felt a release of the Spirit, and I let my hands off of his head, and I could feel the pulsating of the presence of God going into his little brain. And he stirred like this, and he got up, and he says, Mommy.
Yes.
And she was right there. He laid his head over on her tummy. Not a shake, not a quiver. The little boy was touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is in process and in moving today in our world. All we have to do is reach out and touch someone. It's just in our hands. We're simple people. We're not complicated. We just believe the Word of God and know that He's going to do abundantly and above all that we can ask or think.
We had been praying. We had not seen breakthroughs, especially with birth defects. I'm probably pretty practical. And I can't see why, if God can easily heal a back or heal a shoulder or lengthen a leg, or why can't He take somebody who has a birth defect and heal him?
Amen.
How many can agree with that?
Sure.
Well, we've seen some things that have just been astounding to us. And this prophetic word was given that I just read to you. Was given, probably 5 years ago. But we have been seeing things happen that have been beyond our expectation. In fact, on some of the tapes of our ministry, you'll hear, I don't believe this. It's beyond my faith level to see God. A woman handed a little child to us, and we never take babies. You just don't do that. They start crying. We'll let the mother hold the child, and very, very softly and gently, un-Pentecostal, okay? Pray. You don't have to shake and become loud in your voice or twirl around and come out with a big red S on your chest. Just be normal and let the presence of God just touch. And so, but she just threw the baby at me, and I'm holding this baby, and I tried, and there was nothing there. There was no muscle structure at all. There was no bone structure. It was just, I was afraid I was going to push it together like an accordion. I remember taking that baby, and I had its little head there, its little bottom there, and I was walking, and I said, God, what in the world you're going to do? I don't know. This is way out there. And I could just felt God, and I started walking across the platform, and I turned around, and I started walking back, and I'm crying. Oh, God. And suddenly into my hand, those feet went boom. And I almost lost that baby. Something went through that baby, and I nearly dropped the baby. It was so quickening. This baby was moving for the first time. The mother saw that and she screamed out, and God, that's the kind of stuff that we want to see. Come on, that's what God's doing. This is this word is happening right like I'm standing here. He's doing unbelievable things. We're going to pray for Carl again in a few moments. I believe when he goes in that God's going to have a testimony that he's released.
Hallelujah.
They won't say that he's healed. They'll just say it's in recession. I've never yet had a doctor say that cancer's healed. They have other words they use. How many believe that stuff? Because we've been traveling so much, we come back to churches, and the problem of not pastoring is that we can't watch it happen. We pray and God heals them and they're on our way. And I was very upset with the Lord. And I said, God, I never know what you're doing. I can't tell what you're doing. I don't hear from anybody. And I don't get anybody calls me to let me know that they've been healed or blessed or provided for. I said, God, when I pastored, at least I knew the sheep. You know what he said to me? He said, I want you to read the story of the 10 lepers. And I read the story, and it says only one went back and thanked him. And then I heard the Spirit say to me, only one came back for me. Who do you think you are? That settles it. And that just flat settles it. Listen to this prophecy. One more slide. This particular gentleman is going on to be with the Lord, but he gave this prophetic word, and I thought it was phenomenal. His name was Dr. Schock. He said, this is the hour of my glory. Say with me, this is the hour of my glory. Oh, I want this to get into your spirit this morning. The hour of my revelation and the hour of my demonstration of my power. Therefore, lift up your heads and rejoice, for God breaketh bare his arm to manifest himself in ways and means that you've never seen. You've heard, you've wondered, but now the day is upon you that I will do signs and I will do wonders from those who seem to be the least of you. I will use. I want you to hear this. I will do wonders from those who seem to be the least of you. The least of you. I will use. I will pour out my spirit through. I will pour out my glory through. I will pour out my power through. Grasp and focus that the power of God wants to move in Ludlow this morning.
Yes, amen.
Oh, he's going to do some wonderful things in a few moments.
Hallelujah.
I know that.
Yes,
but my wife and I are going back. I can't go into that. Back over to Whidbey Island. But how is God going to do this? He's done it in times past by women like Amy Simple McPherson, like William Branham, like Oral Roberts, Benny Hinn. Now, if I mention some names of people you don't like, I don't know how to announce to you, but some people don't like you either. I'm sorry, Pastor. I probably... I'm acting more like a pastor this morning. But I am convinced that the Holy Spirit did not give the 9 gifts of the Spirit and leave out faith, healing, and miracles. We can have messages in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. We can have words of knowledge and words of wisdom. But I believe in this body there are people here who have the gift of faith, who have the gift of knowledge, who really have the gifts of healing. They're here. And God wants to stir you up. Now, all of us can pray for the sick. Every one of us are given in the commission. Lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Say with me, lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Stretch out your hands. Now, they won't recover if you don't pray for them. He's not waiting for an angel to do this. He's not waiting for Benny Hinn to come to Ludlow or maybe Franklin Graham or somebody else. He's waiting because I can't get where you live. I can't go where you're at. I can't do even what you've called to do. I can only do the little part that I'm called to do. But God wants every one of us to be ready. I appreciated the lady who gave that message in tongues. Who, is that you? Thank you. I appreciated your pastor prophesying. I appreciated Pastor Carl giving us a prophetic word this morning. I appreciated that exhortation. But if the church is the church like it was in the book of Acts, we were getting there very slowly. But they came in and they expressed the wonderful works of God. They expressed the testimony of what God had done all week long on a 24/7 basis. That's the church is rising right now. It's you, and you, and you, and you. Get ready. I'm going to ask you a decision in a moment. I don't see anybody here that's unsaved. I've been looking for somebody unsaved, but I don't see anybody unsaved. If you're unsaved, I want you to get saved. I could be missing it, but I don't see anybody here. I see a couple that are having some problems, but I don't see any unsaved. But what I do see is a whole group of people right now that could be used of God.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, for with God,
nothing's impossible.
If I were to give you a verse of scripture to put on your refrigerator this week, it's Luke 1:37. Say with me, for with God,
nothing
shall be impossible. Bow your heads. Lord, I pray this morning that every single one of us will refocus, get our eyes off of our problems and get our eyes focused upon you. I ask you, Lord, that every single one of us will have an awakening, just what you spoke to us, Lord, of a fresh sense of our calling and where you're asking and what you want for us. Lord, I pray that it will not be from Sunday to Sunday, but Lord, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that every one of us, Lord, we'll have the divine opportunities to meet people. Give us courage. Pray this with me out loud if you mean it right now. Lord Jesus,
give me a fresh courage
to fulfill the dictates of the Holy Spirit. As you give me your spiritual urges, use me in this time of visitation. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is going to strengthen your faith, sir. What is your name right there?
Ern.
Who?
Ern.
I'm sorry. It's my ears, not your voice.
It's my voice. It's
Vern. Vern. The Lord is going to strengthen your faith. You toss in your mind back and forth. Oh, God, things I know I believe, but these other things I need to come to a decision. The Lord is going to strengthen your decision in the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
He's going to strengthen your faith in who He is and what He's doing. He's going to come to your troubled mind and put it at peace. For your belief will become your peace and your faith will become your safety. Do you understand that? Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It's nothing wrong with questioning. Absolutely not. But the Lord doesn't want you to shift from foot to foot. He wants you to come to conclusion and walk on in the things of God. Amen. Are you guys connected or are you connected?
I'm not connected.
No, I'm just making sure. But through your hands as you pray for them. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I would like for those that have a sleep disorder, would you stand, please, and come up to the front? Do you have any nursery or anything that needs to be let go? Any youth or anything? Is it okay? Let me know. Just make a line here for us. We'll be praying for you. What I'd like to do this morning is a couple of things. Just make a straight line like this. Just make it like this. Have a sleep disorder. This won't be quite as traumatic, perhaps, as other things, but wow. I just felt that so strong prophetically. I wanted to move on that first. I'd like to have this gentleman. Would you come with me? Come up here. I'm going to pick out some of you and have you with me for a few moments as we're praying, because I want to afflict you with the power of His presence. Amen.
Amen.
Just one at a time. Amen. Just lift your hands to Jesus right now. Amen. Come right over here. I want you to feel this. Just stand right here. Do exactly what I tell you. Reach up your hand here. You need to put it in. Just let you close your eyes. Now you can feel that. Mm-hmm. That's the presence of God. Now all we're going to do is bring down that presence. We're going to place it right here. Okay? Bring your hand down. Put it right like that, and it'll come right over his head. Now, Lord, heal this disturbance. Let from this moment forward, Lord, let this man sleep normally. Stay with me. I got you. I'm going to need somebody, buddy. You need a chair. Just sit down. I got a chair right behind you. That was God. I want you to start speaking in tongues. Let it start to flow through you. It's fine. Let's hold on. That's it. Let it roll. Let it flow. That's it. Let it flow. Spirit of God's on him. Did you feel that? That's how easy it is. Amen. Yes. Yeah, I can feel his presence. Let's get a chair right here. Yeah, we're going to get a chair behind you, Jeannie. Just sit down right there now. Lift your hands to Jesus. Get rid of this thing. No, about that. I'm talking about this sleep disorder. Now, Lord, would you come here? Amen. I want to let this presence flow through you. Lift your hands up in here. Now, that's the presence of God. Can you feel that? That's a little higher. You'll feel it's right there. Now, take that. Put it right on her temples very gently. Very, very gently. Right there on her temples. Now, Jesus, heal this disorder. In the name of Jesus. That's it. It's over. It's powerful. She can feel that too. It's flowing all through her body. Lord, take a hold of this disorder that's in her body concerning the cane and her legs. And strengthen the ankle, especially the left ankle. Strengthen the ankle in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Did you feel that? Talk to me. How'd that feel? Not very much at all. Okay, stay with me a little more. Okay? Let's take another one. We'd like to pray for you. Yes, ma'am. Let's lift your hands to Jesus right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your head up just a little bit like that. Your hands and put them right on the right foot very gently. Now put your hands on her, Jesus. Let the power of your Spirit come. There it is. Amen. Now heal this disorder. Heal it. You feel that? You can feel that, can't you? That's powerful. That's the presence of God. It's all over her. She can feel that. Stay with me. Just sit down. You got a chair behind you. Just sit down. You're right.
The rest of you who are sitting out there, if you'd extend your hands and be in prayer while people are being prayed for, we want to continue to release an atmosphere of the presence of God. So just extend your hands, pray in tongues.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep praying for the ministry as it unfolds.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch him, heal him. Touch him by your power. Take a hold of that, man. That's yours. That's what's healing you right now. Lord, let this disorder be gone forever and let him sleep normal. In the name of Jesus. God, that's it. Just that's a, no, it's a head hit. He's fine. He's fine. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. I want you to call the pastor tomorrow. Well, maybe I'm going to make it Tuesday. Call the pastor on Tuesday. I want you to tell him how you slept Sunday night, okay? And then let's give it another limit. You tell him how you slept Monday night, all right? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Put your hands to the Lord. Father, I thank you that you're healing right now. This is a precious lady. That's it, honey. That's all yours. We didn't do that. That's how you get healed. That's his presence. That's what healed you. That's his presence. I know you felt that. That was heavier.
Yeah.
That's power. Take a hold of that. He's all over us right now. Amen. That's his presence. That's what's healing her. Amen. Nobody touched you. That was Jesus. That's to put a fresh faith in your heart. This is a prayer warrior. She prays. Intercession comes upon this lady. Amen. And when God comes and puts it in your heart to pray, you just go away and pray. You hear me? Yeah, you've done that. And that's your ministry. And the Lord will answer. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Where's the line here? We're right here. Yes, ma'am. So lift your hands up. Amen. Lord Jesus, touch her right there very lightly with this finger. Take this finger here, right there. Now, Lord Jesus, very powerfully, I got you. You're fine. It's all over you. Here, just take it easy. There you go. I don't want to interrupt that flow again. Father, let that flow of your presence minister now, Lord. Take away this disorder. In the name of Jesus, let her go to sleep quickly and then stay asleep. Don't let her go to sleep and then wake up. Let her sleep through this thing. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, I've made you a witness. And I've caused the message that's inside of you to be shared. These days there'll be a fresh quickening of my Spirit that will rest upon you. And I will let people pass by you. And you will share your testimony with them. And I will heal them and I will save them. I am not through with you. I have need of you in these days of harvest. The enemy put that in your mind that told you of what value am I in your kingdom. You don't believe that lie. It's all right. Don't believe that lie anymore. You believe the Lord has need of you. And His hand will be upon you. And I give this as a sign to you concerning your family. You've prayed desperately that God would change them and save them. Yes, sir. Before Christmas, you will have a call of a change. Do you understand that? Listen, Jesus. Lord, take care of that disorder right now. In the name of Jesus, take that. That's yours. Take that like that. That a girl. Oh, bless you, man. Bless you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come to Him now by your power. Make yourself real. Could you come here for a minute? Way back near the back. Come here. Yeah, you. Could you come up here? Just a minute. I'm going to let another gentleman get in on this, okay? Ten. Thank you. Thank you. You stay here as long as you want, but I just think. Amen. Amen. His name is Ted?
Yeah.
Ted? Presence of God is on this young man. Lift your hands to the Lord. You have a patient, so you just relax. Come over here, reach up and grab a handful of His glory. There you go. Can you feel that? It's right there in your hand.
Yeah.
You feel that, can't you? That's real stuff. Now, bring it right over here. That's what's going to heal it. Put it right there. That's what heals him. Now, Lord Jesus, let your power and your presence come over this man. That's God. Go ahead. You've got a chair behind you. Just sit down. Getting dizzy. That's just fine. Now, just enjoy that. That's the presence of God. Do you ever feel like that? Never have felt like that, have you? That's His presence. Now, that same Holy Spirit that's on you right now will fill you, and you begin to speak with another tongue. That's that same Holy Spirit. Feel, go on, speak it out. It's coming right. That's it. A little louder. That's it. A little more voice. That's it. Beautiful. 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 Pastor Carl, is he a member here? Or has he come to your church? Or? Kevin, not Carl. Kevin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's coming all the time.
Okay, well, I believe he'll be a man of faith. He will believe God for things that seem to be impossible.
Hallelujah.
There'll be a special gifting of faith that will be in him.
Yes.
And that's a miracle because he's a guy that really likes all of his ducks in a row. But in steps of faith are not his norm. Then you'll know it's God, and those that know him will know that. Amen. Oh, amen. Bless you, buddy. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord. Just lift your hands to God. Father, heal this thing. God,
to
this man, you said you gave your beloved sleep. Lord, heal. God, I feel that too. I got you. That's it. I got you. Amen. Here, let's sit over here. Amen. Bless bless you, buddy. There you go. Amen. Amen. Just let that flow out here. Let it just flow. I think what we better do is we do just keep enjoying this up here. He's not going to leave. Stay right in here. Who else needs something physically in your body? You need to be healed? We have a couple more? Okay. Okay. We're in need of chairs here. I was going to leave you where you're at your chair and come to you. And it might be easier than trying to bring all the chairs up here. I just want one behind you. Sometimes we can do this. Other times he just does it differently. Just lift your hands to God right now. Oh, God. Let a rest come to this man. In the name of Jesus, I ask you that the worry that's troubled him will leave. This is casting your care upon him because he cares for you. God, in Jesus' name. We give it to you now, Lord, and heal this thing that the peace of God that passes all understanding. Now you can feel that, man. That's powerful. In the name of Jesus, we impart this to you. Let this disorder now be over. Amen. God, that feels good. Did that feel good? Put your hands down. You feel like you're in a hothouse, don't you? No, I mean really, just that. No, hot seat. Is that better? What I meant was the environment's changed.
Yeah.
See, the environment's changed. You're going to feel a peace. A real peace of God all over you. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Amen. And that's what will give you sleep, so there's no trouble.
Yeah.
No longer you're troubled, you're peaceful. Got that?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hi. Bless you. Amen. Father. Oh, God. Put your hands to Jesus. Father, let that anointing come all over her right now. She loves you, God. Got you. Just take it easy. All right. It's all right. Just take a hold of that. That's what's doing it. It's His presence. That's the presence of Jesus. Lord, flow all through her and give her peace. Take, Lord, against this sleepless... Lord, she doesn't even know what it is. Lord, let... her sleep. Well, let this disorder now be accomplished. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You better set an alarm clock. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Stay right here. It's fine. This is good. Sure. Amen. Is it a sleep problem or do you have another problem?
With pain.
Pain? Okay.
Presence.
All right, I understand that. See, what's really interesting is that Jesus said that we're the light of the world, and there's a light inside of you. And when there's evil and darkness, when we walk in, it just runs. It just runs. No fear, it just runs because we're light. Light chases darkness. And Lord, you're going to cause this lady to know a freedom in God. That's His presence. Take that. Take that. You got it. It's yours. Just take that. It's all yours. It's all yours. It's all over you. The pain's left as well. Amen. There goes the pain. Pain's all gone. How can we pray for you?
Lots of pain.
Lots of pain. I hate pain. Watch this. This will be a miracle. Watch. This is called a word of knowledge healing. Okay? We're going to walk and the Lord is going to touch you and all the pain's going to leave. I'll tell you when it goes. Still there. Still there. The other hand, walk with me right here. Win, Jesus. Right. There we go. He just left you. Come on, wiggle around. Tell me you can find any pain. Come on, move it around good. Amen, Jesus. How's that feel? Feels good. Come on, move it around. It'll just, I'd watch it go right out of there. There you go. You want to run a little bit or you want to just jump up and down? What do you want to do? There you go. Wiggle it all around. What? I felt like you had some pain in your hips.
Everywhere.
Well, move, give me some hip action. Right. No, no, I'm serious. It just, there you go. Does that feel good? Oh, watch this. Get up and down, and when you sit down and get up, you'll see it's different. How's that doing?
It's better. It's still there.
Yeah. It's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
So, you know, that's not morphine. That's Jesus.
No. You know?
People, you know, you have to have had an operation to understand that. But when they put me on morphine, it's very close to the Holy Ghost. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Amen. There you go. Good. Sure. Please, Sherry. Amen. Do we have any certain time? Or can we?
It's from the Holy Spirit.
No, that's what I want. You didn't give me a time, so I'm good. Good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, Sherry. Lord, we need a miracle of your power to come, Lord, into our metabolism. And Lord, I ask that it will so affect that through our entire body, Lord. I speak it in the name of Jesus now, a full change. Let the metabolism change and sleep be her portion. God, that's powerful, Sherry. I'm not doing that. You know that. Jesus. Amen, Lord. Oh, God, and release her to the realm she's prayed about. Release her to the new realm that she's seen. Lord, she has seen a realm in you. You've taken her. And Lord, in vision form, you've showed her the glory of your presence. God, let her understand how to move in that presence and live in that presence. Most of all, impart that presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Whoa. God, that's power. Jesus. Oh, man. You feel that? Can you right over there? You feel what's around her? You feel that? Boy, so do I. Whoa. That's heavy.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else need prayer? Just come right up here. Amen. We got all day. No problem about time. Right there. Come right up in here. Just enjoy that. Don't try to get up. You're going to be dizzy. Amen. This is the new wine. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We should have had an effect in your eyes by now. We prayed for your eyes before.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still blurry? Look around.
No, it's pretty good.
They should be pretty good. Those cataracts left.
I could even read your writing up there.
Yeah, we prayed for you. Those cataracts left your eyes.
They're on the floor back there.
Well, we're not going to pick them up.
No.
They're over. Now, what do you need?
I need, I have a hereditary disease called Charcot Marie Tooth that affects the muscles and ligaments. And I think you can see the muscles gone in my hands.
Can you take your hand? No wonder he said that. Take your hands like this. I want you to clap them really loud. Do it again. One more time. Now let's go in the name of Jesus. Let that be gone. Heal those muscles. Heal. God, your hands are on fire. It's all right, man. It's okay. Don't worry about that. These hands, Lord, be healed. Let them straighten. Let them straighten. Let be a creative muscle. Let the muscles come. Let the hands be freed. The hands be freed from this. And begin to grow and be freed from this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Be whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. There we go. Take a fist for me and see how that feels to you. Does it feel any different to you? Feeling a change in those hands?
I'll tell you when I start to play my steel guitar.
All right. That's a deal. Okay. That's a deal. All right. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you. Anyone else?
Pastor Carl.
Yeah, I want to pray for Carl. Sit. Amen, buddy. Lord Jesus, we prayed for my friend, Lord, in the service, and we pray again right now that God, when he goes to see the doctor, Lord, that the doctor will be astounded because there will be no sign of this left. Carl needs to see you heal himself. He wants to see this happen, Lord. Not because he doesn't want to come to heaven. It's because he wants to see your power in his own life. Visit him now as we curse this cancer. We've commanded it to leave his body. Let it be confirmed now, this week, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it to be completely gone, solved, gone, over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
One more left.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sleep disorder. Also, I need my ears to be healed.
Put your hands to me. Open your eyes and look at me. Take your fingers like this. I'm sorry. Take the middle finger. Put them in your ears. Lift your elbows like that. Close your eyes. Father, heal this now in the name of Jesus. When he removes his fingers, let his ears be opened and healed. Healed now.
Thank you.
Let the hearing be restored to normal. Let the sleep disorder be gone, that he'll sleep, Lord, in peace, with a rest. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I'm not saying you can feel it, man. It's just powerful. I believe the Lord wants to make this house a supernatural house.
Amen.
I believe the Lord wants to let healings and miracles be on a very normal event. I believe everything else, it's not to stand out. It's to be just one of the things God does. It's not to be something that's abnormal, but just something that's normal. How many understand that?
Yeah.
It's just like we lead worship, or just like we make the needs known, or like we play instruments or do special numbers. I believe that God, just like preaching, wants this house to be the house of the supernatural, so that when somebody comes in one way, they leave another.
Yeah.
That God touches them. Now, if he's healing them and they're healed as they go, that's fine. If they're miracleized, it happens instantly, that's fine. We're not God, but we know that his presence wants to be here, and then he does that. How many understand that? How many want to see this house be that? Amen. Would you be willing yourself to be somebody to be available?
Sure.
Just be available. I believe when God speaks that we do what he says, it says from the least of us. Don't let the enemy come along and say, but who do you think you are? Have you heard that?
Yes.
Just, I'm not going to believe that. If you feel energized, then go to the pastor and let him then guide you. And you can be used of the presence of God. It's that simple. I believe the days of this big man is over. I believe it's the day of the body of Christ. I really believe that. Is there another one here? Carl, Pastor? Yes, sir.
I'd like to stand in for, I have a friend in Turkey. His name is Oktay. He has a grandson who has never spoken. He's age 7. And I'm praying for a miracle.
Lift your hands. Now, with your voice, I want you to, when I tell you, I want you to shout hallelujah. You shout it out. Put your hands up there. When I tell you, shout hallelujah. Jesus, as he shouts, let it be the opening of this voice. Shout it now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
When you hear the report, bring it to Pastor so he can share it with the church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pastor? One more? Is there one more? Yes, ma'am.
I have scoliosis and it causes 3 of my ribs to constantly go out my back.
I am really happy about that.
Hallelujah.
Now, you don't understand that from my perspective. God has given us terrific authority in that realm. You see, your spine is crooked, isn't it? Oh, that's cool. Now, we've been preaching on miracles, okay? Now, she has a crooked spine. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray for her, and the Lord is going to straighten her spine. Then she's going to go to the restroom and check it. Then we're going to bring her back and let her tell you. How's that sound? Put your hands to Jesus.
Thank
you. Do exactly what I tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you. Do exactly what I tell you. Open your eyes. Go right up on your feet. I'm going to lift you into heaven. Now, Lord, start it right at the top and walk right down her spine. I got that thing. I got it. I'm sorry, Carl. You'll just have to sit there a little while. Amen. Who knows this lady that is a female? Oh, well, you can't do that. Would you come? Okay, and you can see it straight right here. That you, she's gonna. Can you wake up? Well, let's put her over here for a minute, and we'll check on her when she wakes up. There you go. Just sit down. There you go, honey. I'm sorry, Carl. Just the way it is. There we go.
Always been used by God.
That's what you. Thank you. I guess that's it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to believe God Hallelujah. Has expressed himself fantastically today.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
It's a privilege to be in the house of God, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I just don't want to miss when we gather together, because I don't want to miss what God is doing. God has done some wonderful things today. The Lord has ministered to you. Give rejoicing. Let's all give rejoicing to the Lord, shall we? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in your presence. And we rejoice in your healing power. Lord, we pray now. Let extend your hands over to Pastors Tony and Janet. Those of you around them, lay hands upon them. Now, Lord, we say, blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. And we impart blessing, strength, power, encouragement, O God. Body, soul, and spirit. We release new days upon them, O God. That they might see the fulfillment of the longings that you've placed within their spirits. The dreams and the visions that you've given them. Bring them to pass, O God. We release a new day upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them, Lord. We say, blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. If you yet have healing needs in your body, we encourage you to come on up. And several of us will be leaving pretty quick. But we want to encourage, if you want to remain at your tables and pray together, you're welcome to do so. And encourage you in the Spirit of the Lord. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we'll be back with Rejoicing. Wednesday night, 6:30. At Pastor Carl and Pastor Sherry's house. Join with me in giving thanks one more time. Thanks, Lord, for this great day. We worship you and we thank you that we live in an open heaven where we open a door for your Spirit to move and we see the miracles of God. Thank you, Lord. And they all said, Amen. Amen. Be released. God bless you.